Okay, today's daf Ayin Vav. We're on Ayin Hey Yamid Bey still in the very, very bottom. I promised we would discuss one more question about the mun, and that question is it mutter, was it mutter to think about, to eat things that were not kosher? Was that mutter? To dream about eating things that were treif? So that's a discussion in the postgame. The consensus seems to be that although there are those who hold it was not going to happen, it wasn't mutter, the consensus seems to be it was okay. Why? What's the proof? The proof is that there's a Gemara in Chulin that says they were sitting around, they were discussing everything that the Torah authored is mutter in another context. For example, pig is usher. However, if you want the taste of pig, eat the following fish, it tastes just like pig. So, and then it goes through a whole list of things that are usher and where you can find the mutter equivalent. You see from there that the taste, there's nothing wrong with the taste. The taste inherently doesn't have any aveira. It's the item, it's the object. The taste of pig is fine. It's even mutter in some ways. You can find out how it can be mutter. The taste is okay. It's the pig that's not okay. Rashi Weiss brought down, they wanted to suggest that you could have the taste of pig. It wouldn't be a problem. After all, that fish tastes the exact same way. Others said, no, how could you entertain such a thought that they would have, that Hashem would never allow that, that would never work. And that's another issue about the mun. Okay, we're almost done with the mun. We're up to the ata. The ata, it says in the pasuk, the ata nafshenu yuvesha ein kol. Right, our souls were dry. Amru asid mun zeh shadafiach b'me'ehem. The mun is going to explode in us. That's why they were upset. The mun's going to explode. Klum yesh yulud isha shemachus ve'en emotzi. Is there any person, any offspring of a person that can take in and not let out? Meaning nobody's ever going to the bathroom. Monday, you didn't have to go to the bathroom. They thought that they were just going to explode. And that's why they complained. So, when they told this over to Rabbi Yishmael, Amalahem, no, right, because yesterday Rabbi Akiva said it was food of Malachim. And Rabbi Yishmael said, Rabbi Akiva, you made a mistake. So Amrulahem al tikri ebirim. Don't read it ebirim as reference to angels. Ella evarim. It just means lechem evarim. Means evarim, which means davar shenivla b'matzayim v'arbo shmona evarim. Something that is swallowed up into your 248 limbs. Ella mani mekayim v'yesetia alas inecha. So then, what do I need a shovel for? What do I need a shovel among my tools, among my equipment, to go to the bathroom to dig a latrine? What do I need that for? I don't have to go to the bathroom. So the Gemara, so he answered similar to what we said yesterday. Things they bought from overseas, or things they bought from merchants, from travelers, that food that they're going to have to use, for that they're going to go to the bathroom. Dover Acher, another shot. Lechem Ebirim. Akol Ish, Achal Ish, right? That an Ish ate this. What is that? Ze Yehoshua. That's a reference to Yehoshua. Sheyarad Lomon Keneged Kol Yisrael. Who the mon came down, Keneged Kol Yisrael. What does that mean? What that means, Pashtus, is that Yehoshua was deserving of acquiring all the spirituality of whatever the mon represented. He was Moshe Rabbeinu's Talmud. On some level, he was an equal. So he was the one who was, he was able to absorb and internalize the messages of the mon, just like the rest of Klal Yisrael. That's for Pashtus what it means. Ksiv hacha ish, says over here ish, or ksiv hasam, and it says in Pashtus shalach, Kach lecha Yeshua ben Nun, not Shalach, I'm sorry, in Pinchas, Kach es lecha Yeshua ben Nun, Ish asher ruach bo. Right, he's going to succeed you, the Ish. So Gemara says, the aim of Moshe, so maybe it's Moshe. Dixiv, for Ish Moshe anav ma'od. Moshe was the biggest anav. So the Gemara answers, Donin, Ish me Ish, v'ein Donin Ish me viha Ish. Now, compare Ish to Ish, and not Ish to viha Ish. So it's Yeshua. Fine, listen to this. Shal Tamidah v'shav Yishuv ben Nichai. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, "If they malo yerid lehem Yisrael mon pamachas b'shana, why didn't the mon fall once a year? Why does it fall every day? Once a year? Why should it fall once a year? Because you harvest only once a year, and you save it in your granary, and you have it throughout the year. Why should the mon be different? We're gonna get to that. Why should it be every? Why should it be every day? So it's so inconvenient. Have it fall once a year." So Shir Bayecha answers, Amalahem, Emsholach al-Mashal Amad Davadoma. You know what that's like? Melech Pasar Vadom, Sheishlo Ben Echad, he has a son, Pasak Lo Mizanosav. He gives him a stipend, Pamachas Bashana, once a year. Right? He supports his son. Follow Mikabel Paneo, Vela Pamachas Bashana. So the son's only showing up once a year. Right? Not showing up every day, only once a year, he's coming for the check. But, Amar upazik mizanotzo b'chol yom. But if he gives him every day, v'yimakalo p'nei abav kol yom. He's got to come every day. He'll see his father every day. It's so nice. Right? He's gone once a year. He can come every day. Af Yisrael, so too Yisrael. Mi sheyesh lo abav v'chamish abanim. Someone has four or five sons. Which is relatively, whatever. So four or five, that's a family. It's a family. How you doing? He's worried. V'omer, shemelo yerid man l'machar. Maybe the man's not falling tomorrow. Maybe the man's not going to fall tomorrow. Who knows? V'nimsu, it's going to come out. Kula meithim. Kula meithim barav. Everyone's going to die in hunger. Everyone's going to die in hunger. So nimsu, kula mechav nazlib and levi'ish ha'shamayim. Everybody is going to be davening tashem. Right? So why did the month fall once a year? But they asked Rabbi Shir by Yechai, why did the month fall once a year? Because if it fell once a year, nobody would daven. Falls every day, you have more, much more davening, much more emunah. Like you said, Yoni, much more emunah. Real emunah, every day. Dover Acher, another pshat, shahayu ochlin osa kishu cham. Now if it fell every day, then it's hot every day. Let's sit around the whole year. Right? Hot, piping hot, piping hot mon. Every day it fell. What, you're going to schlep around mon the whole year? That's so inconvenient. It fell every day, eat it up every day. First answer is the most interesting. First answer is, why didn't the mon fall, you have to hear this, why didn't the mon fall every day? The Gemara asks, why did the mon only fall once a year? Let it fall once a year. Why every day? Every day it had to fall. Once a year. So Gemara gave him mashal, right? Let's look at the king gives his son a check once a year, he'll see his son once a year. He gives him every day, he'll visit him every day. So too, Hashem gave us every day so that we have to daven every single day. Okay? Based on this, the Zohar says something which is fascinating. The Zohar says, I'm not going to do this, one second. The Zohar says, and it's quoted, believe it or not, this is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin. Listen to this. Blow your mind. It's the Zohar Parashat Shalach. Loli boy in Shlavashala Mizorim in Yom Aliyama Achoroi. A person shouldn't cook from one day to the next. Don't cook for more than one day in advance. Vilo la'akev mizonim in yom aliyom acharoi. And don't leave over food from one day to the next. Every day. Just like in the month. Every single day. Right? Batam, the reason is, k'dei sheyevakesh b'chol yom al mizonosav. You should daven every single day for your food. V'yishtachu al yado b'rachon b'chol yom aleila. It's every day you'll daven. Right? Anyone ever heard of this Mishnah Berurah? I never heard of it till last night. Right? What? You don't have. The month didn't have. It got spoiled. The month didn't have. What? It's Kuf Nun Zayin, which is like the Sud of Hayom. He says it over there. In the Sefer of Minhag Yisrael Torah, he quotes from the Divrei Torah, Mahadura Beit. I believe that's one of the Munkachers. And he says, Shetema. Shalosh Shama Me Olam Misha Nizaral Zeh. Who's makbid on this? Never heard of this. Right? Never heard of this Me'olam, such a concept. I don't think anyone's makbid on this. But it's in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, besides the fact that it's a Zohar. It's quoted in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, he's here, this Divrei Torah is arguing on the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham brings down, how could that be? I never heard anyone is makbid on that. Never heard of such a thing. Chaim Shulevitz has an unbelievable thought on this. He says as follows. He says there's a Gemara in Menachos that discusses the pasuk. It's in next week's parsha in the Tochacha at the very end of the Tochacha, and he assumes that as the Tochacha goes on, it gets worse and worse. So the pasuk there says, "V'hayachayecha tulum lecha." Your life is going to hang. It's going to hang in the balance. Oop, mineged against you. Ubachara to laila v'yom. You're going to be afraid night and day. V'lo tami v'chayecha. You're not going to believe in your life. You're not going to have any moon in your life. What does that pasuk mean? The Gemara in Menachos says, you know what the pasuk means? What does it mean, someone who is chayecha tulum lach? Your life is hanging. You know what that means? Zeh lo kech tivu mishana l'shana. You only buy food once a year. You're nervous. What's going to be next year? Right? And what does it mean? Ubachadat alayl v'yomam. You're afraid every night and day. That's someone who buys tivu me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. You're more afraid because the time span when you have to come up with more money is closer. What am I going to do next week? So you're nervous. You're afraid. And what does it mean? That lo tamin b'chayecha, you're not going to have any emunah in your life. Zeh ha'somech al ha'palter. That's someone who eats every day. Go to the bakery every morning, get bread. You're going to be so crazy nervous, what am I going to do with food? So Chayesh Levit says, wait a minute. Our Gemara said that that's the best idea. Because you have emunah. And here that's a klala. So he says, this is not a klala. And he says, it's at the end of the tochacha. It should be the worst. The further on you go, the worse it is. So he says, the klala isn't the food. The klala is that you worry. He says, that's why he's medayek. That's why it doesn't say what you're worried about. Torah doesn't say. It's not food. It's the fact that you worry. Such a worrier. What are you worried for? You worry what's going to be next year. What am I going to do for next year's parnasa? Worry about it next year. Have a little muna. He says that, where is it? He says that haklala inu etzem hamatzav. The klala is not the matzav that you don't have. That's not the klala. Ella haklala hi she mechasvi emuna kolkach. You have so little emuna. You're nervous. What's going to be next year? Not the food per se. I don't have food. You have. You're nervous anyway. What are you nervous for? But if you don't have next year's food, your life is hanging in the. What's going to be with you? That's a huge amuna problem. So that's a klala. That's the klala. He says that's meduik in the pasuk because it doesn't say what the klala. What you're nervous about. It leaves it out. I'm nervous about food. That's just the metzias of what you're nervous about. But that's not the ikur klala. The ikur klala is you don't have any amuna. That's the ikur klala. And he says, you have what to eat for a whole year. That's the biggest bracha in the world. You have what to eat for a year? And that's a klala. It's the biggest bracha on two feet. Ella, sha'adam atzma, hofech it's a gan eden, ba'olam hazeh. You turn your gan eden into an emek habacha, into a valley of tears. What am I going to do next year? V'chal ha'klala hi ala gashas ha'adam kemashmuot ha'kra. The whole klala is in your attitude. That's the worst tochacha of all. That you have this kind of attitude. That's what Chaim Shmuel Levitt says. But based on this and on other issues, the Chazon Ish said, based on this idea, the Chazon Ish held. I have it in the introduction to the Shari Aaron. He has stories from the Chazon Ish. He was a Talmud. So he says over here as follows: Sipurli echad shaharabenu amar shelo lasos pituach chayim. The Chazon Ish said you should not buy life insurance. Not by life insurance. Why? Because they're going to have in the Bezen Shalmaila that someone is going to be paskin to die. The Ubaha Senegar Lufne Kisya Kovar as the towing. And the defenders are going to come to the Kisya Kovar and complain. And they're going to say, Umi Yaparit has a Almana. What's going to be with the Almana? It's going to be with that. Right? But, Ubituha Chayim, the Stama HaTaina Zos. But if you have life insurance, that's not a Taina. She's going to be supported. Now, I don't know if the Chazon Ish had if he fleshed out a more philosophical reason other than this against life insurance. I don't know. So what happened in the Chazon Ish about this topic? Could be he had a whole Emunah issue against it. However, Rav Moshe strongly disagreed with this. Strongly. And he has a truth about it. And it's called the Inyan Insurance. Regarding insurance, Im Yesh Pazeh Chesron Chas V'Shal B'Tachan V'Hashem Yisbar Cholo. He says, is this considered a lack of Emunah or not? And he says, first he says, it's so interesting. He says, first of all, that you have, first of all, it's no different than any other investment. And you're allowed to invest. He says, not only are you allowed to invest, you're mechuyev to. He says, Ein b'zev shum chesron habitachon b'Hashem yitzvarach. Not a lack of a moon to have insurance. The hamikol inyani meschar, regarding business, regarding your parnasa, sha'adam lo rak shirashai, not that you're allowed to have a parnasa. You're to have a parnasa. You're not allowed to say sha'af im lo yaseh klum yadim lo Hashem esbarach parnasaso. I'm not going to do anything. Hashem's going to provide. You're not allowed to say that. I mean, there's a whole long piece here that ain't somechan al anes. You can't rely on anes. How could Leah daven to change the baby? She and the Gemara says even Leah, who's one of the imams, a great great person. Even she had no right to daven. It was before 40 days, the Gemara answers. So then before 40 days, it wasn't a nace. So, right, we had that Gemara. So he has a whole piece here about nace. What does he say? He says, He says, Levada iser lismach ala nace. Besides the iser of relying on a nace, af le'elu shiruin lasas lehem nace. Even if you're worthy of having a nace made to you, who says you are? Even if you are, it's... Daha aser afluz falshi aser lo Hashem yisbarach neis kibeforish bebrachas daf samach that when Leah davened. So first of all, and Leah was certainly worthy for an eighth, and it was still the tie on her. She had no right to do that. So the Gemara says it was before 40 days. And after he discusses the whole neis issue, he comes back and he says, and then he discusses about whether or not it was a din to get a parnasa for your children. Okay, then he says, the imkain, one second. He says, who's to say you're worthy to have an ace done for you? He says, the imkain, gam insurance. Who, b'chol inyani mescha uchedoma, all this kind of investing. She oten leparnasas atmo parnasas banov. You're doing it to support your family. You're allowed to. Of course you're allowed to. Given to who? Maisa Parnasa. It's a Maisa Parnasa. It's no different than any Maisa Parnasa, which he's established you have to do. The gam ula yakel zeh me'olav shlo yitzdarach labor harbe l'neach shishar leizik nusil yoshitz bonav akov. Not only that, he says it's such an easy way to have money in your old age. Such an easy way. It's just pay the premiums. It's so easy. He says, the kibon shebederech neis ain't a zocha. Who says you're a zocha to a neis? The gam also lehispawal. They got a lot of davin for that. I'm davin for a neis. I should have parnasa. He quotes a gemara that says that. Then kei kisharot lahashir leknusi lirusha. If you want to leave over for your family, hare tsarach shashem yisbarach yashpiel lo masha oseh. You do what the normal way of getting hashpah from Hashem, which is to buy insurance. The yosef mikbiaroy bederech harodel. Fine. Then he says, ulachein kibon shashem. Listen to this. Kibon shashem yisbarach nosing deya bedoros achronim. Since Hashem put into the minds of people, Shiyo Asik Zashal insurance, Ba'olam, this should be such a thing as insurance. Hashem created this thing called insurance. Be Shu Hashaibul is a Knusal Yoshab Darach TV, which is a normal way to provide for the family. Who Dover Tov, Roy, Gamla Noshim, Kesherim, Yiri Hashem Yisbarach, Umuftachin, Rakal Hashem Yisbarach, even if you have full Amuda, Shu Notin Eitzel, Lemikni Nechasim. You should buy insurance. And then he says that you have an insurance Nami, he says insurance for. Insurance shall srefa, vigneva, fire insurance, theft, fire insurance, ala shall cars, all that. And he says, so you what about bitachon? He says over here, amazing. He says, you should have bitachon, you should daven for bitachon for parnasa to be able to pay the premium. That's what he says. That's what you should daven for. But the actual insurance, that's not a lack of bitachon. You do the best hishtadlus to provide. You want to daven for parnasa? So daven for parnasa, you should have to pay the premium. That's what he says. Just fascinating. I have a friend who sells insurance who carries this two of around with him wherever he goes. In some circles, they have to show it to people.
Does he carry the rest of it as much too?
I don't know if he carries the rest of it, but he certainly carries that one. Okay, back to the Gemara. So, fine. Now, listen to this Gemara. Ukarhoyer retired from Rabbi Shmuel, the Zakanim of Yoshua, Ba'oskin, Parashat Haman. Retired from Rabbi Shmuel, the Zakanim, was sitting around and discussing the Parashat Haman. Vayi Rabbi Lazar Hamadoy Yoshua Beneihem. And Rabbi Lezer Hamadoy was sitting there also. Nana Rabbi Lezer Hamadoy, he got up and he said, V'omar, and he said, Mon she'eri l'itan li'Yisrael, haya gavoa shishim amah. The mon that fell was 60 amas tall. The mon was 60 amas tall. Omar l'Rab Tarfon. Rab Tarfon says, Hamadoy, which is Rabbi Lezer Hamadoy, Adma se'atom agave v'divorim u'mevi aleidu. How long are you going to continue to drag stuff and bring it in here? You're dragging it off the street, some kind of crazy memra. When are you going to stop doing that? So Omar lo, Rabbi, mikra nidor, which is darshaning a pasuk. I didn't make that up. 60 amas tall to man. I'm making a drash in the pasuk. Listen to this drash. Listen to this drasha. It says by the mabul, chamesh esrei ama mulmaila gavru hamayim vayechasu haharim, that the water was 15 amos above the tallest mountain. The water of the mabul was 15 amos above the tallest mountain. Now the Gemara, he says, b'chamesh esrei ama be'emek, it was 15 amos tall in the valley. Chamesh esrei b'shvela, chamesh esrei b'harim. Well, wherever you were was 15 amos above ground level. That doesn't make any sense. It can't be. V'chi maya shuri shurikaimi with the wall. So in the valley, it was only 15 amos tall. But in the mountain, let's say the mountain was 100 amos, it was 15 amos tall of that. I mean, the water wasn't uniform. That's impossible. Because water travels to the lowest spot. V'od, listen to this. So how could the teva, so what would make the teva rest on a mountain? Right? If the whole thing was not uniform. You want to say it's a mace and it wasn't uniform, then why would the table rest in a mountain? It could rest in a valley. Ella what? It must be that it was uniform. Ella, so therefore what? Nigvu kol mayonos to home rabba. Ad ashvu maya bahade turi. What happened was, the earth's water springs burst forth, and that created a layer of water that covered all the mountains equally. Equally, and the whole world was covered equally. Then the hadar chamesh esrei am mulmaila gavru hamayim. Then the waters in the heavens opened up, and that added an additional 15 amos. Right? Fine. Now v'chi'eze mida meruba. What's better, mida tova or mida pranias? What's better? We all know, good or bad. Havi omer midas tova's meruba mi midas pranias. right? The good is better than bad, right? Because by the good, we say this in Yud Gimel Midos, right? In Slichas. For good, it's 2,000 doros. And for bad, it's 4 doros. So what do you see? Good's better than bad. So for the bad, which is the marble, right? That's the bad. So B'midos Pronetu, Omer, it says, V'arubos Hashemayim Niftachu. The arubos, the windows of the world opened up. How many windows is that? It's at least 2. Because plurals, the minimum plural is 2. So at least 2 windows opened up. B'midos Tovu, Omer, by the mon, it says in Tehillim, V'yitav Shechakim Mimal, I commanded the skies above, V'dalasi Shemayim Pasach, the doors of heaven opened up, V'yimtar Aleim Mon Lechol V'dabin Hashemayim Nasan Lamo. Right, the windows of the heaven opened up to let out the mon. So kana rubos yesh bedelas. How many windows are in a door? So in the days of the Gemara, it was arba arba. There were 4. Harei kan shmona, and that's 8 because there were 2 doors. Each door has 4 openings, so 8 openings. So it's 8 openings for the marble, for the mon, but only 2 openings for the marble, right? So v'nim to mon shi'er dal Yisrael gavar shishim amma. That has to be at least 60 amma. Why? Because if 2 windows gave you 15 amos of water, so if you quadruple that to 8, has to be at least 60. At least 60. It's going to be at least the same amount. But that's assuming it's not merubah in terms of quantity, just the actual windows that were opening. So you get 60. So it's at least 60. Okay? We're gonna reject. I mean, this whole thing is very. I'm sure it's very deep, but on the surface, it doesn't really. Why are you keeping water to mon? Who said it's the same? Well, the Gemara will ask different questions. Anyway, Tanya, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, mon sheyered lam liyisrohu yimizgaber v'ola ad sharonos l'kol malchei mizrach u'mayrov. When the mon would fall, it would be so tall that you could see it across the whole world. All the kings were able to see the mon, the whole world. Some say this was just an initial viewing, and then the mon shrunk down to normal size. In the beginning, it was so everyone said, "Wow, what's going on over there?" And then it shrunk to normal size, just to show the kings of the world what's going on. Shenemar, Taruch Lefanai Shulchan Neged Sororoi. Or we're just puzzling, it has nothing to do with that. But this is the Tehillim Chaf Gimel. David Melech saying, Hashem, you prepared my table in front of my enemies. Which is an allusion to, you prepared them for my enemies for the table that was being set for us. And then the Gemara just darshins, Kosi Revoya, my cup overflowing. Amar Abaya, Shmami, now you have a raya from here. It's not really a raya. Some take out those words. That kiyus in the davar la alma the asi masin v'asmin v'chad luga machzik. Lasa lavo, the cup that David's going to hold is going to hold 221 lug. Where'd you get that from? Shenem our kosi revoya. Is revoya is gematria hachi habi. Revoya is gematria 221. So it's just an illusion that lasa lavo is going to be 221. Now, so the Gemara says, wait a minute. You're comparing the mon to the marble. Haladami, you can't compare. Hasan ba'ar ben yomin. The water was for 40 days. The water came out of those windows. V'hacha chadashaita. Here it was for 1 hour. How long did the month fall? How long did it take the month to fall already? Also, hasam l'kulayama. The water that fell was on the whole world. Hacha, but over here liyisrael l'chudei. It was just for the Jewish people, just in the desert. V'nafishle tvei. If what you're telling me is true, it should be a lot bigger than 60 amas, because it's only in one concentrated area. And it's 1 hour solid. So in a smaller area, more is pouring out. It should be bigger than 50, than 60. It should be much bigger. Ella, so Rav Elazar HaMadoi, what's Rav Elazar HaMadoi going to say about all that? He said it was exactly 60. So the answer is psicha, gamar. It's a gzeir shava, whatever that means, gzeir shava from Tehillim. It's just an idea. It's just an idea, it's just an illusion that it was 60 amos. It's not really 60. The whole thing is esoteric, but just making a comparison to the marble, some level, the marble and the mon are connected. Okay, next. Hani chamisha inuyim keneged mi. Why were there 5 inuyim? Why are there 5 inuyim in the Mishnah? Right? Well, Gemara is going to say that eating and drinking is one. Rechitza, sicha, nilas hasand on tachas shemita. 5. So we said on Shabbos, that some say, the Sfasemah says, it's an allusion to the five senses that you can commit sins with. This is connected to 5 senses. 5 inuyim connected to 5 senses. We say that we have to do work to match them up. That needs a hezber. Others say it's connected to 5 phrases your soul is referred to as, a nefesh, a chaya. There are 5 phrases. Some say it's connected to chamisha chumshei Torah, which you violated. All different ideas. So, but pashtus, what's the 5? Amar Rav Chisda, connected hey inuyim shebe Torah. It says the word inuy, v'inisem, in that kind of way, 5 times in the Torah. Where? Uba Asar on the 10th, and then that pasuk has the word Inui. Uba Ach Baasar, another place. Shabbat Shabbason, which is Yom Kippur. Shabbat Vishabbat Shabbason, another place. Fahisa Lachem, another place is Hani Chamisha. Those are the five. Havi. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Banan Shitsa Tanan. Our Mishnah had six. The Mishnah says six. So the Gemara answers, no. Shtia Bechlal Achilahi. Shtia is included in Achila. Shtia and Achila are the same. Right? Now, they're not the same. They're not the same in all ways. Not the same in all ways. Regarding this issue of Yom Kippur, they're the same. For example, a few shailas that come up. Let's say you're sitting at a table, three people sitting at a zimun, and all you did was drink. You didn't eat. Can you participate in the zimun? Shtiyah b'chal achila. The answer is no. You can't. However, if you're number four, then you can answer. That's what halacha is. You can answer, but you can't be one of the three. All you did was drink. We don't say shtiyah b'chal achila in every kind of way. Can you be yotzi the mitzvah of shalach manas with drink? Shtiyah b'chal achila. We don't say that. Well, wine. It might be. It might be you can. It's just shailas that come up. Let's say you have to drink wine. The doctor says you must drink wine in the morning. But you don't want to drink wine on an empty stomach. So you're going to eat just not to have an empty stomach. You make a bracha on that food? You're only eating, you're not eating it. Right? You see how these questions come up. Another one? There's a halacha, we did this in Masechta Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat before feeding your animals. They have to eat before you, right? Rivka, we learned that out last year. So can you drink before you feed the animals? Right? All these kinds of questions. That's another one. That's what we said. They're not mitzvahs. The Mishnah said they're not mitzvahs. Right? So you see, they're not. That's a good point. Also, we know we have the lacha. You're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos. You shouldn't start eating a lot because you should have taiva for eating at the meal on Shabbos and Pesach. Can you drink? So the chidus is, of course you can drink. We're not allowed to drink. No. So whatever that means, that achila b'chal shtiyah b'chal achila, it has a meaning. It's not across the board. They're all exactly the same. They're certainly not. What? Right. Right, exactly. But they can't combine for the Shia, for Inui. Right. The Amar Rish Lakish, Minayin L'Shtiyah Shia B'chal Achila. How do you know that Shtiyah is included in eating? How do you know that? So Gemara says, Shinemar, it says, V'yachalta lefnei Hashem Elokecha. You should eat before Hashem. Ma'isa degoncha, your grain, tirochcha, your wine. What, you don't eat wine, you drink wine. V'yitarecha, your oil. Tirosh is chamru. Tirosh is wine. V'kari lei v'yachalta. And it says, eat it. So you see that eating is, the drinking is considered eating. So Gemara says, no, I mean, Ma'ahu said, V'dilma d'achila idea nigron. Maybe it's eating the wine, and you made it into a dish. That's what I mean. You put the wine into a dish. A nigron is maya desilka. It's beet water mixed up with other stuff. And ach sigron is maya dekulashalki. That's something made with all different vegetables. That's what I mean. You eat the wine. You're going to eat a part of a dish. I think you're going to drink it. Because shti is not a chalak. It's not a raya. So Gemara says, we'll try again. El amar avacha bar yakov mehacha. V'nazata hakeset b'chol shatav v'nafshecha. You should eat whatever you want. Ba'bakar, ba'tzon, ba'yayin, ba'shechar. Again, shechar is shtiyahi. Shechar shtiyah. The kari le rachmana v'yachalta. And the Torah calls it eating. So the Gemara says, Mimai, who said? V'dil ma'achin amit, achila de'a nigron. Maybe it's achila de'a nigron. Right? You put a part of a dish. So the Gemara says, that can't be. You know why? Because shechar ksiv. It says shechar. It's midi de meshacher. It's something that intoxicates. And Rashi says, when you put it into a food, it loses its alcoholic effect. So it can't be. It says, midi de meshacher. So it can't be part of a dish. It's got to be a drink. It's got to be by itself. So the Gemara says, the dilma, you know what midi de meshacher means? The dilma, it's the veil of ke'ilos. Maybe it's the figs of a certain place called ke'ila, where the figs made you tipsy. How do you know? The Tanya, achal de veil of ke'ilos. If a kohen ate those de veilos, or v'shosa dvash, honey, v'cholav, or milk, v'nichnas l'mikdash, and then he went into the base of mikdash, chayev, you're going to be chayev. Do you know why? All that makes you tipsy. You might not be shikr in the classic sense, but it certainly has an effect on you. So maybe that's what it means. Ella, you know how you know? Yalif, shekhar, shekhar, mi nazir. It's a gzera shava. Man, lahalim yayin. A nazir can't drink wine. Drinking it. Afkan, yayin. Here too, wine. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. The tirosh chamruhu. Tirosh is wine. For a time, you have a brisa. Hanodim in a tirosh. If someone makes a neder, I'm not drinking tirosh. I'm not drinking. I'm being no different from tirosh. No more tirosh for me. So what does the Gemara say? Asher b'chol mine mesika. You asher an all drink, all delicacies, all sweet things. Umutar b'yayin. So mutar didn't have wine. You know this from tirosh. You're allowed to drink wine. What's that? So Gemara says, wait a minute. Lav chamruhu, and it's not wine. How could you say tirosh is not wine? Foksevet it says, the tirosh yinoviv besulos. Tirosh will cause the besulos to go forth. That means besulos is reference to secrets. You drink wine, the secrets spill out. That's what it means. Right. Tirosh goes in, but we're looking for the word tirosh. Tirosh goes in, and the secrets come out. So isn't tirosh wine? So Gemara says, no. You know what that means? Davar habamin ha-tirosh. It's talking about grapes. Not wine per se, we're talking about grapes. It's a bracha. These grapes are going to be so amazing that the grapes themselves are going to make you drunk. Forget wine. That's how amazing the fruit of Eretz Yisrael is going to be. Another bum and a tirosh, you eat the grapes, that you know viv besulos. That's going to cause your secrets to spill. Even the grapes themselves. Another pasuk voksiv, the tirosh yikabecha yifrotsu, the tirosh will cause your vats to burst. Isn't that wine? You don't call soda, you don't put soda in a vat. Only wine goes in a vat. So Gemara says, no, it's again, davar habam in hatirosh yikvecha yifrotu. It's talking about the grapes. The grapes, something that comes from wine, something that comes from tirosh, that will cause your vat to burst forth, but it doesn't necessarily mean wine. So Gemara says, foksiv, now we're not going to get out of it. Vizonos, viyayin, vitirosh, yikachlev. Zona, v'yayin, tirosh, it draws your heart to sin. So you see clearly tirosh means wine. Because it's tirosh v'yayin, it can't mean grapes. Grapes don't have averus attached to it. Ella, so you know what the answer is? The kuliyama tirosh chamruhu. Really, tirosh is wine, like we said all along. Aye, how could you make a neder on being no different from tirosh? How could you make such a neder and it's going to include wine? How could you make such a neder? And you're allowed to drink wine. How could that be? So Gemara says, Ubinadar, when it comes to Nadarm, Holech Achalosh and Bnei Adam. You follow what people normally speak. Nobody says, bring me the Tirosh, I gotta make Kiddush. Nobody says that. Nobody talks like that. So by Hilchus Nadarm, there's a quirk. By Hilchus Nadarm, you follow the way people speak. No one ever, yeah, there's a wine company called Tirosh today, but no, then there wasn't. Nobody ever calls wine Tirosh. They don't say, bring me the Tirosh. They say, bring me the wine. So when a person makes a neder, I'm not drinking tirosh, he didn't mean wine. He meant sweet things. The lav dafka did he meant wine. But tirosh means yayin, absolutely. And what do we see? That shti is b'chlal achila. Fine. Now, v'amai kari le'yayin, v'amai kari le'tirosh. It's probably the two words for the same thing. What's yayin and tirosh? So the Gemara says, yayin, you know what yayin is? Shemei v'yilala le'olam. Wine brings wailing to the world. Why does wine bring wailing to the world? Rashi says, because, where is it? Al-Yidayayin Rav Haniyof. Because of wine, people start doing things they shouldn't be doing with other women. And Upranos Bala Olam. That causes destruction. So wine, generally good doesn't come out of wine. But we're going to see where it does. V'tirosh, Shekol Hamiz Garabo Nasa Rush. Anybody who chases after wine becomes impoverished. Right, you never, that's also a truism. People that get drunk, they never go to work. They're always drunk. So, Rav Kahana Rami, Rav Kahana says, wait a minute, it's not so clear about that. Because Ksiv Tirosh, it's pronounced in the Torah, there's no Nekudos in the Torah, so we can pronounce it however we want. The Korean and Tirosh, we read it Tirosh. It could be Tirosh. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Zacha, if you use wine the right way, Nasa Rosh. It'll make you, it'll elevate you. That's tirosh, tehei rosh. But lo zacha, if you don't use wine in the proper way, nasa rosh, it'll make you impoverished. The hainu derava rami, and rava also had the same stira. Ksiv, it says, yisamach, yayin yisamach levav evyon. Wine cheers you up. And Rashi says, if you change around the shin, the ches into a hay, which you're allowed to do, because it's guttural, the karina on yisamach, we read it yisamach. So if you read Yisamach, Zacha, Misamcho. If you use wine in the proper way, Misamcho, it gladdens the heart. Lo Zacha, but if you use it improperly, Mishamamo, it causes destruction. If you change around the word Yisameach, you can get to Yishamamo, it causes destruction. The Hayanud Amar Rava, and Rava always said, Chamra Virechani Pitkin. Wine and spices made me smart. Had wine and spices make him smart? because he utilized it in the right way. He wasn't a shikker, Rava. He utilized it in the right way. It made him smart. The Baal Turim says that kach lecha besamim. Kach lecha besamim is the end three letters is the Rosh Hashanah of Chacham. Besamim, spices, wine, all these, if you utilize them in the right way, you can turn into a Rava. Right? Okay, now, fine, that ends that. Now, Rechitza v'shicha b'nolan. So we already established you can't eat food, and we said drink is like food. Now how do you know that? Now the next two is rechitza, washing, and sicha is anointing. Menolan de ikri inui. How do we know that's inui? We said food, right? It's something that your soul lost, that you lost your soul. We said that's food. We had that already earlier in the week. But how do you know that you can't? How do you know this is inui? Right? We had the question. Maybe it means sitting out in the hot sun. That's inui. How do you know it's not anointing and not washing yourself? So the ksiv, it says in Daniel in the 10th paragraph. We all know this. Lechem chamudos lo achalti. I didn't eat choice bread. Ubasa v'yayin lo ba lp. I never ate meat or drank wine. V'sach lo sachti. And I never anointed myself. Now, my lechem chamudos lo achalti. What does that mean? I never ate choice bread. Amar of Yehuda v'rid of Shmuel bar Shilas. Afilu nahama dechiti dekaisa. Even good nice bread lo achal. I didn't eat. I didn't eat that bread. I didn't eat bread. I was in mourning. Umanala de chashiv ki inui. And how do I know that's considered inui? Dichsev, because it says, Vayomer Eli, and I said to him, the person who's speaking now is the Malach Gavriel. I said to him, Al tibur Daniel. Don't be afraid, Daniel. Kimina yomer rishon asher nasatas libcha lahavin ulhis anos, lefnei alakecha. As soon as you decided to take on this austere kind of relationship for Hashem, ulah has anos, and to have inui, as soon as you decided to do that, your words were heard, and I came because of your word. As soon as that happened, I came. So you see that the Malach is being made, that Daniel was engaging in inui. Alright, now the next two words, ki chamudos ata, or we always say in slichas at the end, Daniel ish chamudos. What does that mean? It means he was choice. He was a choice man. You can read that your whole life, you never know what that means. Everyone's rushing them. So the Malach was being made that Daniel didn't engage in he was inui, he was ma'ana himself. So what do you see? Anointing is inui. So Ashkechan Sicha, fine, that makes good sense for Sicha. Rechitza Menol, what about Rechitza? So the Gemara says, Amar of Zutra, Rav Tuvia, Amar Kra, it says, Vatovo Kamayim Bekirbo, and the Mayim will come into your insides, Ukishemen Ba'atzmosav, and Shemen on your bones. So you see that anointing, which is, washing is just like anointing. Washing is just like oil. Just like drinking oil. So Gemara says, that's not a riot, you're not allowed to wash. Ve'ema kishtia. Maybe that pasuk means that you shouldn't drink. Who said it means washing? So the Gemara says, no, dumya de shemen. It's just like shemen. Ma shemen me'abroi. People smear shemen on the outside of their body. Afmaya me'abroi. So too, the water here is not talking about drinking water. It's talking about washing yourself with water. And therefore we see here that washing is also considered in inri. But we learned the exact opposite in Masechta Shabbos. The exact opposite. That nah, over there we learned, how do I know that anointing is just like drinking? How do I know that? And we're going to quote this very pasuk. Regarding Yom Kippur, I don't have a raya, the Gemara there it said in Shabbos, but I have a zecher. Shenamar, because it says, v'tovo kamayim b'kirbo, v'shemren gatz mosav. And that Gemara proved or assumed that it was talking about drinking. Now you're telling me it's the opposite? It can't be. So how do I know that you're not allowed to wash on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur? How do you not allowed to wash? This pasuk isn't a raya. This pasuk told me that about drinking in Masechtas Shabbos. So what's the raya that you can't wash? So the Gemara says, Ella Amar of Ashi, Rechitza Migufei Dekrash Shmilei. The pasuk itself that we just quoted from Daniel, that very pasuk can teach me washing as well. How? The Chsiv, because it said, Visach lo sachti. An anointing I didn't anoint. It's a double lash on Visach lo sachti. That is an allusion to, it doesn't have to say that. It just could have said, Visach, Visach lo, I didn't anoint. What's sachti? Meaning even, not even anointing things, even water. Meaning it includes both. Water and anointing and washing are both considered an inui. The Malach was made, that's an inui. They're both considered an inui, and now we've just added on two more inuyim. We still have left Nilsa Sandal Tasha Shemitah, that's going to be upcoming in the next Bidaf. We'll stop over here. I believe that Rav Raz is coming back tomorrow. He'll be taking over. It was a great run. I want to thank everybody for putting up with me, for listening. There's a lot that we learned, certainly a lot more that we didn't have a chance to learn, and Amir Tashem, one day we will be able to. Today's shiur was sponsored by Aaron and Mina Friedman, Lila Nishmas Moshe Yecheskel Ben Yoshua, and by Akiva and Ahuva Silver, Lila Nishmas Hendel Bas Menachem, and Sega Chaya Bas Akiva. Really?